This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. President Trump spoke before the 74th United Nations General Assembly and has continued for the better part of an hour, his speech just wrapping up moments ago. Initially focusing on the accomplishments of his administration, Trump quickly segued to issues that have been part and parcel to his rhetoric since even before his election, especially when it comes to China.
Not only has China declined to adopt promised reforms, it has embraced an economic model dependent on massive market barriers, heavy state subsidies, currency manipulation, product dumping, forced technology transfers, and the theft of intellectual property.
Trump specifically cited the plight of a U.S. company, Micron.
A company owned by the Chinese state allegedly stole Micron's designs, valued at up to $8.7 billion. Soon, the Chinese company obtains patents for nearly an identical product, and Micron was banned from selling its own goods in China.
And then after employing China President Xi Jinping, whom he referred to as a great leader, to restrain his government in Hong Kong, Trump went on to vilify an age-old nemesis.
One of the greatest security threats facing peace-loving nations today is the repressive regime in Iran.
President Trump characterized Iran as the instigator of much of the turmoil appearing today on the world stage.
Not only is Iran the world's number one state sponsor of terrorism, but Iran's leaders are fueling the tragic wars in both Syria and Yemen.
He then set forth a vision for what he sees as the world's duty regarding what he's referred to as a renegade country.
All nations have a duty to act. No responsible government should subsidize Iran's blood.